My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This happened. You talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, time for the Wendy's Yankee Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first call to correctly identify yesterday's Turning Point of the Game. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. Get two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankee Baseball, The Fan. All right, Beningo for BT and Sal. And joining me right now, one of the great Jets of all time, member, of course, of the Sack Exchange, number 93. The last number of years, of course, doing the color commentary with Bob Wischusen in Jets Radio. He's stepping down from that. Anthony Beck's going to take over his spot. And here he is, Marty Lyons. Marty, how are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'll be doing better when my team is playing and Aaron Rodgers is healthy and we go about, 12-5, maybe win the division, dare I say, win a couple of playoff games, and, maybe we're sitting there playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I'll be doing a lot better, Marty, I'll tell you that.
Well, I think you and everybody involved with the organization and especially the fans, it's long overdue, and I'm optimistic that this might be the year.
I hope you – well, good. My optimism – after 56 years of being burned, Marty, my optimism – I try to stay, on a very even keel. Let's be honest, Marty. There's only one franchise in sports that could have happened to them what happened last year with Rodgers. I mean, let's be honest about it. Who else could that happen to?
You know what? That's all part of the game, though. You have a 40-year-old quarterback. He comes in, four plays into the season. He gets hurt. Everybody has to scramble around, but this is a new year with new faces, and I really have a positive vibe coming out of the building that this could be the year.
Well, if Rodgers stays healthy, they're going to be good. I mean, I don't think there's any question. I think that's obviously the key to the season, but if he can play 17 games, I think this team will certainly at least be a playoff team. But I want to go to you now. You're stepping down. I think a lot of people, certainly a lot of Jet fans, very surprised that you're leaving the radio booth. Reasons for that, if you don't mind me asking, Marty?
Well, you know what, Joe? I've been thinking about it for a while, and 2 years ago I had an opportunity to sit down with Jaime, the president of the Jets, and he talked about a new position that might develop with the Jets called the ambassador, and I told him that I would be very interested in it, and 22 years up in the booth, having the pleasure of working with Bob Wischusen and the gang up there. I just woke up on Wednesday, July 24th, and decided that, it's time for me to look for a new challenge, to have a new opportunity to work with new individuals, but stay within the organization. And I called Jaime and I said, if that position is still available, I would like to do it. And he said, it's available. Would you like it? And I said, only if I have the blessing of Woody Johnson. And if I did, I would step out of the booth and do something more for the organization down on the field, working with the sponsors, working with any group that they would want me to be, as long as I was still involved with the organization. And that's how it happened, Joe. I woke up one morning and, you know, I said, you know, there's not going to be a good time to do it, but it's not going to be a bad time. Just, you know, take the step out and stay with the organization and do the best that I could possibly do in that new position.
All right, explain to me, now you say ambassador, we're talking to Marty Lyons. Explain to me exactly what that entails, if you would, Marty.
Well, we're still working on that, you know, job description. But from what I understand, I'll be doing some of the podcasts. I'll be working with Janae Coakley. I'll be working with the sales department, the marketing department. The business side of, you know, here is a different aspect of looking at it from a player's point of view, from a broadcaster's point of view, from somebody that's been involved with the organization 45 years. This looks good, but why don't we try it this way? So it's going to give me a lot of flexibility, Joe. I won't be making the away games.
Okay.
I'll be only doing the home games. So you take away that preparation of 3 hours working on your boards every Wednesday, 3 hours on Thursday, getting prepared to go into the booth, because it is a long season. 20 games is not just a grind for the players and the coaches, but it's also a grind for the broadcasters. And it, more importantly, it's a grind on everybody's family.
Yeah.
You know, for
right,
the last 22 years, Joe, I've only missed 4 games. And that is when I had a stroke in 2017. I've missed a lot of family events because of my obligation and accountability to the New York Jets. And I wouldn't change the past 22 years for anything. But I want to make sure now that I have, you know, 2 grandchildren, that I don't make that same mistake twice.
Right, right. Talking to Marty Lyons, again, one of the great Jets of all time, number 93, part of the sack exchange. Marty, I want to go back to the days when you guys were playing, you know, some of the best Jet teams ever. I mean, you guys, you know, you went to the championship game. We know what happened in 82 in Miami. But the emergence of the sack exchange, of course, Klecko, Gastineau, yourself, and Abdul Salam, really 1981 to me is the year where that really, really took off. How about that? You guys went 10-5-1 that year. Unfortunately, that brutal loss to Buffalo in the playoffs. You know, Richard Todd hitting Bill Simpson. How about that? How about the emergence of the sack exchange?
Well, you know what it was, Joe? I think everybody started to trust in one another, and everybody blended together. And you got to give credit, too, to the back seven. We had outstanding linebackers and an outstanding secondary, and we had a defensive coordinator that would dial it up every single play. And we had, you know, you couldn't double-team Joe if you were going to double-team Mark. So one of those guys were always going to be free. That's why they each had over 20 sacks. But it was the chemistry, the trust that, you know, Walt Michaels had a saying that I don't care whether you guys socialize during the week. I don't even care if you like each other during the week. But come Sunday, you're going to play as a team, and you're going to play for your teammates. And that's the way we built that trust. And we would go into every single game, and it wasn't a matter of, well, are we going to get to the quarterback? Are we going to hit the quarterback? Are we going to sack the quarterback? No, it was really how many times. How many times can you hit the quarterback? How many times can you sack him? And it was, you know, looking back at my own career, to be a part of that front four, it was truly a privilege.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, some great years, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, people forget, you know, that I mean, that year, 1981, you guys started 0-3-1, you know? And it didn't look like, and you were coming off 1980, you guys were 4-12 with expectations. Now you start 81, 0-3-1, and, you know I wasn't too thrilled about it, and I'm sure most Jet fans. And then you guys just took off. I think you finished 10-2 overall the rest of the year. You lost that playoff game to Buffalo, but it's amazing how everything turned around in that 1981 season.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we had a great coaching staff, too, and everybody played together. And, you know, that's the thing about the NFL. If you lose your first game or your second game, you know, there's now 15 more games. You just don't want to start slow and find yourself 1-3 after the first 4 games. You know, 2-2 is great. 3-1 is fantastic. 4-0, you know, you've got a head start on everybody. So you got to start fast, but you got to finish strong. You got to finish that month of December like, you know, you're playing your last game. And in some situations, you know, it comes down to December, you should be peaking, getting ready to play your best football for that year.
Yeah. Well, you got, like I said, Marty, you guys played on, you played on some, I think you went to the playoffs four times, 81. I guess you were there, well, yeah, 81, 82, 85, and 86. You were on all four of those teams. Of course, you went to the AFC Championship game in 1982. You had that terrific win. You blow out the Bengals, who were the defending AFC champions, you know, in that first game. You beat them 44-17. Then that classic game in L.A. against the Raiders. I mean, that was one, that Raider game is one of the great Jet wins of all time. 93,000 in the Coliseum. Lance Mel had two huge interceptions late in that game. Freeman McNeil had a big fumble, and then Mel saved him with a pick. How about that game? That was one of the best games ever in Jet history, in my mind, Marty.
Well, when we went on the road that year, we went out there to Cincinnati, and Freeman had an unbelievable game against the Bengals.
Yep.
Then you come back, and you play a solid defensive game, and as you mentioned, Lance Mel came up with the two interception. And then we went down to Miami. We played on a wet field.
Wet field, please.
But you know, Joe, that wasn't an excuse for our performance. Unfortunately, the guy that helped get us to that position, Richard Todd, had five interceptions. And one was returned for a touchdown. So it's hard to win when you turn the ball over, especially against a good Miami Dolphin team. And the problem was, at the end of the game, we lose. Everybody gets a pat on the back. Hey, great year. Maybe next year we're going to get them. And for me, that next year never came because I never had another opportunity to play in an AFC championship game.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Don Shula purposely did not have a tarp on the field in Miami. I mean, yeah, Marty, I know you're a good guy, okay? But I can say it. Shula hosed you guys in that game. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you can say whatever you want because it never rains in Miami, Marty. Come on. They never rains there.
But that hurricane came through and the field wasn't covered. And I tell people, you know what, Joe? It wasn't like we played on the wet field and they played on the dry field. You know, they did hurt our running game.
Right, and the speed. Wesley Walker on the outside. Come on. Mark.
Yeah, but that was still no excuse. That you can always have a built-in excuse. We just didn't play good, solid football that day. And as a result, you know, you're 60 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl, and you have to start over the following season.
Yeah. Talking to Marty Lyons, one of the great Jets of all time, number 93. Now, I gotta throw this out there, Marty, because I am on the I've been trying to, I mean, who am I? But I have been promoting heavily for Mark Gastineau to get in the Hall of Fame. Now, we finally got Joe in. It was long overdue that Joe got in the Hall of Fame, one of the great defensive, we all know, one of the great defensive linemen of all time. Three different positions with the Pro Bowl and all of that. Greatest defensive player in Jet history. But Mark Gastineau was pretty darn good, Marty. I mean, this guy was unbelievable. I mean, you know, he had the sack record until Strahan broke it. Thank you very much, Brett Favre. I mean, you know, the guy, I think, if I'm not mistaken, all pro like three times. I mean, he was fabulous. And people get on him. Okay, and I know you guys had some issues with him. I mean, you and Joe didn't exactly always get along with Mark, and I understand the sack dance and all of that, but everybody does a sack dance now. I mean, I don't care what the situation in a game is. Somebody gets a sack, they're doing a dance. And
I mean,
right?
You know, what they're doing nowadays doesn't even compare to what Mark did. And I would agree, Mark does have the numbers to get into the Hall of Fame.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, it's something that maybe you have to wait. Joe had to wait 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, Mark definitely put up the numbers. And I've always said that Mark is probably one of the most talented athletes that I've ever played at any level. And coming from Alabama, I played with some great defensive players, great offensive players. But Mark had everything. He had speed, he had strength, and he could get to the quarterback. So it's up in the air, Joe. I would say that the numbers are definitely there. But I think you have to wait your time. And like Joe did, it didn't change who Joe was. His numbers never changed. He was patient. He was waiting for it, and after 30 years, he finally got in.
But you know what? It's the same distance as far as years go with Gastineau, and we know Mark is not 100% healthy, and I would love to see Gastineau get in the hall, Marty, while he still is around to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would love to see that, too. You know, when you think back, you look at Kenny Stabler.
Yeah, well,
now, Kenny Stabler should have got in the Hall of Fame, and they waited until he passed away, and then they put him in.
Yep.
So he had no time to enjoy it with his family and friends and celebrate it. You know, it's a shame that sometimes the Hall of Fame voters, they wait. And, you know, that's the one thing that we can't make more of. Joe, we can't make more of time. So I think it's a waiting game for Mark, but he certainly has the numbers that would represent him to be in the whole thing.
Again, talking to Marty Lyons. Now, you played on, if I'm not mistaken, the national championship game at Alabama. You played for Bear Bryant. And if I'm not mistaken, now, you guys, I think it was your senior year, you won the national championship, beat Penn State. And am I right? I'm trying to remember now. Didn't you guys have, like, a goal line stand at the end of the game to save that game and win it, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Joe, we did. We had we stopped them on third down. I think it was third and one or third and two from the goal 2-yard line, and then fourth and one, and we stopped them again. And that was a perfect example of the 11 guys being on the same page, and everybody did what they were supposed to do. And the next thing you know, they ran the ball because Joe Paterno had the same type of attitude that Coach Bryant did. If we can't run the ball and pick up a yard, we don't deserve to win.
Right.
And we had a defense coordinator, Ken Donahue, that when he called the defense, everybody knew that, you know what, Coach Donahue was a pretty smart guy. He knows what they're going to call. He knows what they're going to run. Let's everybody do their job. And for me, it was kind of special because that was the last collegiate game that I ever played in.
Right.
And it was great to go out with the national championship. We thought we should have won it the year before when we beat Ohio State, but Notre Dame jumped from fifth to first. And a lot of us came back knowing that this would be the last opportunity. And playing for Coach Bryant was just a special moment because he developed his players that they could go on to be successful in the community, in any environment, knowing that if you keep your priorities in the right order, you can always be successful.
Who was the quarterback? Rutledge? Was he the quarterback, Jeff Rutledge, of that team?
Jeff Rutledge, but when I first got there my freshman year, Richard Todd was the quarterback.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
And you got to remember, at that time, Alabama was known for
wishbone offense. Yeah.
So, you know, if Richard threw the ball 15 times in a game, that was a lot. You know, it was always lopsided. If you had 75 plays, 60 of them were run.
Yeah.
And you had a tight end in Ozzie Newsome.
That's right, Ozzie Newsome. Tony Nathan was on that team, right? Tony Nathan from Dolphins, right?
Dwight Stevenson. On that game.
I got to say this too. I got to bring it up because you mentioned Stevenson. Now, one of the great centers of all time, Hall of Famer, and unfortunately, I think he got hurt playing against you in that brutal 45-3 disaster in 1986 on Monday Night Football that ended his career, right? Am I correct with that, Marty?
You're right, Joe, and that's the one play in my whole career I wish I could have taken back.
Right, and you were and that's your buddy. You were tight with him too, yeah. Right?
It was my. I stayed there as soon as I hit him. It was an interception by Bobby Humphrey, and as I turned, I saw. I didn't even know it was Dwight. I saw a player running, and as soon as he turned, it was a blindside hit, which back then it was legal. And I hit him, and as soon as he fell, I knew something was wrong. And I stayed there, and then after the game, I got dressed, went into the Dolphins locker room, and you would have thought that, if somebody had a gun, I would have been shot multiple times. I went in there, and I talked to Dwight, told him how sorry I was. And he said, hey, it's part of the game. He goes, it wasn't a cheap shot. And as I was walking out, I ran into Don Shula. And he wanted to know why I was in his locker room. And I said, well, I'm in here to talk to Dwight. He goes, you want to talk to anybody, you talk to me.
Right.
And he took me in his equipment room, and he put me up against the wall without touching me. And he just blasted me, up and down, up and down. But I'll never forget the last thing he said to me. He goes, you'll live with this the rest of your life. And that was a true statement, because now – that was in 1987, I believe. So that's 37 years ago. And to this day, that's the one play I wish I had back.
Right.
I wish I had never. Yeah, I wish the results would have been different.
Right. But that's football. I got to say this, Marty, because I can't stand Shula, as you know. I just mentioned, he hosed you in the championship game. I mean, come on. This guy's your teammate. You played with him at Alabama. I'm sure Shula was aware of it. You're going in there because you had no intention of hurting the guy. I mean, how many guys have gotten hurt over the years? I mean, it's football. It happens. I mean, and I would have been ticked off at Shula, I got to tell you. That's me, anyway.
But you know what? I respected Don Shula because of the legacy he was.
Right.
And I went in there to see a friend.
Right,
I stay in contact with Dwight, and every time I see him, it's a flashback. And you go, there's nothing I can do to take it back.
Right,
I've told him, hey, I regret that. I'm sorry. And he keeps reiterating the fact, hey, let it go.
Right,
It was part of the game, but it's hard for me to do that, Joe. It really is.
Yeah.
Because I know that. This was the premier center.
He was great. One of the greats, no doubt.
Yeah, and he was taking over for the Mike Webster type of center from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it wasn't Mike Webster. It was Dwight Stevenson. And, just for him to have a short career that he did, he's just a tremendous, tremendous guy. And we're still friends. And, again, I don't want to repeat myself, but I wish that was the one hit that I had back.
Right. Well, look, you're a class act, Marty, all the way. I mean, maybe not everybody would feel that way, and you're a complete class. And we're gonna miss you in the radio booth. There's no doubt about it. Great. You and Wischusen did a phenomenal job. You're an all-time Jet. What else can you say? You're up there in the Ring of Honor and all of that. So I want to thank you for the great years on the radio. But even more so, the great years playing for the football team that I love. So I really appreciate it, Marty.
Yeah, and I do appreciate you, Joe, reaching out as a friend, and want to just tell all the Jet fans, thank you for all your support, not just for me as a player, but all the support that you've given, the foundation that I have for terminally ill children.
You know,
I wouldn't be the person that I am today or in this position if I didn't have the respect of the fans and the organization. I'm not leaving the organization. I'm just leaving the booth.
Yep. Marty, God bless. Great talking to you. All right?
All right, Joe. Stay well. Now I got time to go golfing with you.
Let's do it. Don't beat me up too much, though, Marty, when we're playing, all right?
You got it, Joe. Stay well.
All right, bro. God bless. The great Marty Lyons.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.